Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paved for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. This is hallelujah. His doing. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. This is another day's journey, and we are glad. I am so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that Jesus saved me. I am singing glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. I know that is not the way the song goes, but that is the way it is in my spirit. Oh, glory be to God. Well, we say good morning, morning, morning to each and every one of you here on the Prophetic Conference Line and on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We bless God for the 10th month. This journey has been, my God, has been real. But we thank God that He has been with us every step of the way. And I'm so grateful. This is my, what is it? Today is the sixth day. Sixth day, six is the completion of man. Sixth day, I have been completed. Now, well, I've been doing more work than I did. So I was at work as officially retired woman. Amen. Hallelujah. This is my first Blog Talk Radio as a retiree. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. All right, overseer elect. Mercy. Come on and greet our open audience. Amen. And then we're going to turn it loose with Mother Sydney to take us before the throne.
Good morning, people of God. Good morning to everyone that is on the line. I'm so grateful that we are here. The woman of God just said our 10th month. And my high God, has this time gone quickly. But as we all said, God has always been there for us. He has never left us nor forsaken us. He has kept us all this time. And I'm so thankful to be on this line today for each and every one of you. I pray that you all have had a great week so far, or it is the end of the week. So I hope that you had a great week. And we pray that what we speak, what the Holy Spirit speaks through us on today, will bless you so that you can share with many others that we may come in contact with. We pray that the word will be downloaded into your spirit and that you have compassion to even dig deeper into his word even the more. And so I just want to give thanks to Apostle Matthews, Apostle Mari Simmons, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Administrator Bryant, Dr. Wilkes, and all those that are connected with Restoration and Truth Ministries, and all the young people that are on the line. We bless God for you all. And most of all, thank the Lord Jesus Christ for waking us up this morning. He is incredible. He is awesome and magnificent. And if you're not in love with him, go ahead and tap in and just fall in love, and you will never be the same. God bless you all.
All right, Mother.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have this song before I praise in my spirit. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Well, he has kept me from all evil with a mind stayed on Jesus. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank and praise you for this day, Father God. And as I sung the song, just another day that the Lord had kept us on today, Father God. And we're so glad. And we thank you, Lord God, for the beginning of this day, my dear most child, God. Lord God, that you kept us, that you woke us up, Father God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we start our day, Lord God, we start our day with you, Lord God. We start our day saying, Lord, forgive us for our sins of omission, sins of commission, Father God. Lord God, mind be the Oshaya, God, creating us a clean spirit and a right heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, mind be the Moshe, God. Yes, Lord God, we just want to, Lord God, be like you, Lord God, walk like you, Lord God, talk like you, Lord God. Mind be the Moshe, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, on this day, Father God, we ask you to bless God. Oh, God, hallelujah, glory to God. Dr. Wills, Overseer Pickett, Father God, the visioner of the line, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to do it today as they go forward in your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, how you be, Oshaya, God. Lord God, that he that have an ear, let him hear. But the Spirit is said unto the church. We pray for our young people on today, God. Oh, God, and we cover them. We cover them with your blood, God. We pray Psalms 91 over their lives, God. Yet it be the Oshaya, God. And Lord God, and we thank and praise you that you have an angel of the living God, oh, God, watching over them, assigned to their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we thank and praise you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that even the Most High, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they will continue to declare your word, God. And Lord God, though mind, the Most High, God, oh God, will pick up the mantle, the earth mantle of mind, the Most High, God, that is left, Lord God, to the Oshaya, God, in that family line, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and preach, God, and teach, Lord God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, God. Lord, we thank you today, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, God, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord God. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the activities of our limbs, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have food upon our table, God. Lord, we thank you, mindy the Oshaya, God. Lord, we got eyes to see, God. We got legs to walk, Lord God. Oh, my, the Oshaya, God. We thank you, Lord God, for a mind, God, a mind that's stayed upon you, Lord God. You said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the mind of Christ. We thank you for healing in advance, God. We thank you for delivering in advance, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for pouring out your spirit early this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for ordering our step, God. You said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you ordered our step, God. You're leading and you're guiding the Oshaya, God. Oh, God, you're empowering, God. You're strengthening, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you today, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because you're Adonai, God, the Oshaya, God. You're King of Kings and you're Lord of Lords, God, the Oshaya, God. Lord God, you're the soon coming King, God. You're the righteous judge, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. You're mighty in battle, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, Lord God. In the name of Jimmy Cotton, the Mosiah, God. Lord, we thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, as you watch it over the young children, God, ask some go to school on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for they have a spirit of obedience, God. Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the teachers, Lord God. Oh, God, they have prepared themselves, God, to teach our babies, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you've given them a spirit of compassion, a spirit of love, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, a spirit of long-suffering to be able to suffer long with the children's behavior, God. Oh, my Oshaya, God. Lord God, that you've given them a spirit of prayer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we thank you this morning, God. From the depth of our soul, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, from the rising of the sun, God, until the going down of the same, God, we bless your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost, God, let it rest, God, up on the line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, my name is Oshaya, God. Lord God, we thank you for your wind, God. Lord God, that you're blowing upon us now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for your Ruah Mandidi, Oshaya, God. We thank you for your Logos, God. We thank you for your Rhema now, Mandidi, Oshaya, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Hamandidi, Oshaya, God. Lord God, we're just so thankful, God. We're so grateful today, Lord God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for good reports, Lord God, because the word said, who report? Will you believe, God? We believe the reports of the Lord God. We thank you for healing virtue, Lord God, that's going throughout the land, Lord God. We thank you for salvation, Lord God, for saving our loved ones, God, for saving our children, Lord God. Oh, we thank you right now, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for every prayer warrior intercessor, God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, how you lead and guide them to pray, God, how they're standing up on their pole, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray strength, Lord God, to be able to war in the midnight hour, God, to be able to war, God, the Lemoshiah, God, in the 3 a.m. hour, God, oh, God, on every watch, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, a name that is above all name, Lord God, and we call on our Father today, God, which art in heaven, Lord God, hallowed be thy name, Hamdi Lemoshiah, God. God. Thy kingdom come, God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Give us give us this day, God. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord God. Feed us, Father. Feed us till we run it over, God. Feed us till we won't no more, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because the Lord is our shepherd, God. And we shall not want, Lord God. You needed us to buy the still water, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you spread a table before the presence of our enemy, God. You set us at a table, Lord God, before the presence of our enemy, God. And we thank you, Most High God. Surely, God, surely, Lord God, goodness and mercy, God, and the Most High God, shall follow us, God, all the days of our life, God, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, forever. We thank you for eternity, Lord God, and we give you our eternal praise, Lord God. We give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, the Most High, God. We give you our highest praise, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Early this morning, God, continue to endow us, Lord God, as we prostrate ourselves before you, Lord God. Early this morning, oh, God, higher, God. Oh, my higher, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let it be like fire in their bellies on this morning, God. Oh, God, let it burn up, God, everything that is not like you, God. As the word, God, go forth on the day, God, as the teaching, Lord God, go forth on the day, Lord God. Oh, God, and we thank you. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your love, God. We thank you for long-suffering with us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for foreign territory, God, foreign country, Lord God. Oh, my Messiah, God, we pray for Israel, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you told us to pray for Israel, God. We pray for Israel, Lord God. We pray for Jerusalem, Lord God. In my name, Lord Messiah, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, for their protection, Lord God, for their abundance, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, on this day, day we never seen before, Lord God, we bless your holy name, and we give you all glory, and we give you all praise because it belongs to you, Father. Amen, amen, and amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to his word, submit to his call, and submit to his commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
God bless you, Dr. Wilkes. God bless everyone that's on the line. Just a few announcements. October 8th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to First Rest and Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. October the 19th through the 21st, Back to the Cross Ministries. That's the 12th Women of the Cross Annual Conference. The registration is $65. If you can't attend, if you will support, I'm registering to support Mother Sydney. We truly appreciate it. Dr. Matthews will speak on October the 20th at 7 o'clock p.m. October 27th through the 29th is the Family Values Conference 2023. It will be held at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. And the celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, the hotel is the Even Hotel Event Center in Tenley Park. And you can call 708-444-1100 and reference Family Values Conference block. The cutoff time is October the 13th please reserve your room, even if you have to cancel. The rooms are $139 plus tax. And the new book, An Encounter with Wisdom, The Secrets of Her, is scheduled to be released this month as well. If you desire for Dr. Matthews to be the guest speaker at your conference, your prophetic summit, your revival, he's also a licensed Christian counselor. We'll be happy to coordinate that for you. Please give us a call at 877-912-2027, or you can email us at LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you, Dr. Wilson.
God bless you as well, Administrator Pryor. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for each and every one of you here on the Prophetic Conference and on Blog Talk Radio. We thank and praise God for the youth everywhere. Amen. And I consider the youth anyone that is the age of my children from 41 years old down. Amen. Hallelujah. You still young to me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. I thank God for the co-chair, excuse me, with the teaching, amen, overseer elect Patrice Pickett, amen. We thank God for her. Thank God for Mother Sydney for the powerful prayer and all of the God's people everywhere. I just want to give honor to our overseer for allowing us to come and just do what we do. Amen. And I'm sure that he probably will pop in sometime today. Amen. Or this morning. And we have gotten this far, and we're talking about the letter O. And before we get into there, we know we always open up the line for questions. And so Administrative already told us the question, but we're going to ask her to read the question to us so that everyone can hear, so that we can pray. But before I ask Administrator to there, I need to pray. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for everyone that has come to hear a word from the Lord from you. And God, we ask that you stand tall in this word this morning. We ask that you do great exploits, O God. Use us, O God, to your glory. Lord, download, release. Lord, fill up. Lord God, hallelujah, answer questions. Give understanding. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come against every demonic activity that is lurking, trying to bring confusion or discord. Oh, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, your blood will prevail against, oh, God, hallelujah, anything, Lord, that is not pleasing unto you. We give you the praise, glory, and honor. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength, hallelujah, and our Redeemer. Lord, we release our mouths, our thoughts, our tongues, our ears to you this morning, that we will be able, Lord God, to accomplish the mission on this morning. You already know who was going to be here. You already knew the questions, and you already know what the answers is going to be. So God put it inside of us to be able to do your will. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Administrator, give the question.
Why did God allow slavery to happen?
Amen. As soon as the administrator told us the question, a spirit stood up. And for the young person that asked this question, first let me want you to understand. I know this may not be an answer that even some of the adults may like, but this is what fell in my spirit. we know that slavery happened. It was not pretty. It was pretty ugly. The thing about it is that it's a spirit of greed. Because greed, because pride, I knew what's going to happen. But we have to understand that some things happen, we cannot explain why. One of the things, young people, I want you to understand that I'm at the point that if it does not really pertain to salvation, sometimes it's just better to leave it alone. But since the question was asked, I want you to understand that the black race was not the only race that was in slavery. And when we was the only one treated, there's some things that is not even printed. They don't want you to know. This is where you have to do the extensive detail. The first slaves that ever were the Israelites in the scripture. And the reason why they entered in to slavery is because of their disobedience. Not to say the parents, the slavery that we know. Okay, because of their disobedience. And when you go and you search the scripture, and I have it wrote down in one of my Bibles. I did not write it in this one that I'm currently using. When you search the scripture, God has given a conversation. And he told, and I believe it was Abraham, if my study come back to the Holy Ghost, bring it to me. He had a conversation with Abraham, and he told him that he was going to allow the children of obedience, they're going to go into bondage. It's in one of the scriptures in the Old Testament. And I believe it's in Genesis. He had a conversation and he said that they were going to go into bondage. So it was already preordained from the mouth of God. God has spoken it. Because of the hardening of their heart, they did not want to do what God wanted them to do. When you roll forward, even they was in bondage, actually in slavery, several times. Not just once as they came out of Egypt, but they was in bondage again. The Chaldeans and different ones, even before the crossover into what people call the 400 silent years. There was when they after they got released, and then they ended up being back in bondage again. Some came out, and some stayed in. When we were doing our journey through the Bible, as I was teaching, I believe when I was going into the book of Ezra, and the subject of slavery came up again in my studies. And so some of them elected to stay in bondage. Some elected to come out when they was coming out. But nevertheless, keep forwarding on. Even when the point of the time of Alexander the Great, during that time of Alexander the Great, if you do your studies and you go back, and I can't remember what year I was doing it. I probably was about 2021, I was talking about the transition. Oh, here's my notes. Hold on just a second. Oh, it's not in this one. 2021, they were, I was talking about the transition, which some people call the 400 silent years, which actually it was not really silent. God still was moving, but not as speaking through the prophets. He was dealing with the ones that were still holding on to the promise. And Alexander the Great was there, and he was a young man doing what he was doing in the Greek age, the Romans. And so, therefore, he wanted everyone to speak Greek, and that was not happening because there were still those, they were in bondage, and so, therefore, history began to take this form. Till we rolled into the time. Now, fast forward, during that time, if you go back, you will look at some of the other cultures, such as just the Chinese. Chinese had slavery going on in their empire. So slavery has been in existence from the beginning of the scriptures. So it just didn't start happening when the English, or what you could call England, or those that was up there, they rode over into Africa and began to take them. Now, when you really study slavery, I mean, you really, really get into your history, if it ain't going to be in the history book, and you start studying, you will find out. And the reason why I know this is because of the information that I know that I cannot release because it would damage what it's going to be released. It's going to be mind-blowing, but I cannot do that because I don't want to mess up her inheritance. But the information was because she has extensively studied this since she was 16 years old, and she's well over in her 60s. So she has done extensive background study. And when you look at that, even some of the kings of our culture, which I'm saying of the African race, in that time there were black kings, they sold some of their people to the English people, or what some people would say the Caucasian or what have you. And so therefore, it was not originally for the slavery. It was to get more of, to be embedded. Then it became more they were very intelligent. But because they could not understand the language that they were speaking and so forth and so on, greed and pride got in there, and it became a trade. But this is some things that you have to study out. Now, you said, why did God allow it? You have to remember that man, and this was, it says, after the lust had been conceived, it brings forth sin. And so therefore, when you look at it, sin is more than just not stealing and doing pride, greed, all of that is part of sin. And if you look at sin was in there before sin had slavery. If you want to kind of look at it too, now this is just my sanctified imagination. It may not be an answer that someone wants to hear. But if you look at it, when pride comes forth, it kind of captivates and it enslaves the mind. If you look at it, that when Lucifer was in heaven and pride began to take forth, it enslaved his thinking. And he began to raise up and thinking he was more than God. And that is, he began to release that poison, and one-third of the heavenly host became slaves and captive to the poison of pride and they fell with him after God had kicked them out. So when you think about it, God never intended for us to be a slave. That's any race, any person. He intended for us to worship and adore him and serve him. But when this thing began to raise up the lust of one's imagination happens, they override what God wants. So basically what I'm saying is, you said it, why did he allow it? You have to remember, a lot of things happen. It's not because God is not trying to stop it. Man think that he is more than God. Look at what's going on in our generation now. This is with every generation. Teens, young people, young adults, middle age, seniors, whatever. If sin is running rampant because why? They have fallen far away from the rules and the things that God wants. God has already set a pattern for us to follow. But because of our own, that's why he told us not to lean to our own understanding. That's why he told us to acknowledge him. Because if we do these things, the simple two things that he says, to acknowledge him and not to lean to our own understanding, we would not do what we want, the flesh wants to do. But when we don't follow the simple, basic things, then we override the things or the mindset that God wants for us. So, and again, slavery really didn't just start with the black race. Slavery, I want to say, actually started with Lucifer releasing the spirit of pride, which captivated the mind, which took them away from God. And every time that you see that type of thing happening, it just continues to go on and on and on. However, the physical endurance of beating and using them to build, it started with the Israelites. Now, it's a whole nother thing, because there's a scripture for it, and I got it. People say you have to be careful in calling yourself, and I know this is going to offend somebody, but I'm going to release it. Be careful calling yourself an Israelite. I'm just going to tell you that, and I'm going to give you the scripture for it. Because, see, folks start saying a whole lot of stuff because somebody else done said it, and we just take it and run with it. And I'm not one of the persons that says, ooh, that sounds good, and it sounds pleasing to us. But we have to be careful. Be very, very, very careful of utilizing what someone else has said. So when I'm looking for this scripture, I'm allow. Not going to say I allow, but overseer, come in and give your thought on the question.
Thank you, Lord God, for what you explained on this morning. I wanted to tell you that I found the scripture that you were looking for. It's in Genesis 15:13. It's the one that you were talking about when God spoke to Abraham. And so,
right. Can you read that, please?
Sure. Pull it right back up. And let's see. Under light. Okay, and it says, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land and is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. On to the next one. 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards they shall come out with great substance.
Okay. And it says they should come out with great substance. So there you will have it. Okay, go ahead, woman of God.
So I wanted to give, you know, I like to give definitions about words sometimes, because when people say certain things, they naturally take it out of context sometimes, but we tend to do that. And so with the word slavery, it says a state of being a slave, or the practice or system of owning slaves, or a condition compared to of that of a slave in respect of exalting labor or restricted freedom, or excessive dependence on of a devotion to something. And you took a lot of what you said, woman of God, was powerful. And that was one of the first things I wanted to mention pertaining to slavery, started way back in the Bible, you know, way back in the Old Testament, and it is still going on today. Whether we see it in this format or not, there are those out there that are still in bondage because of sin in their life. And so it is a choice. We have a choice to either be free or to be bound. And God has given us the keys to be free. And so, and I understand that the question says that why did God allow slavery, but it did not start with God. God was trying to prevent that from the beginning when he gave Adam and Eve, when he told Adam and Eve not to eat, you know, they can eat everywhere else, eat off of any tree but that particular tree. And when they ate off, when Adam ate from the tree, that's where the bondage became. Oh, that's where slavery became. Oh, their eyes were open. And correct me if I'm wrong, woman of God, but that's really where I feel, because that's where the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And Satan deceived. Yes, he did. He deceived them. And so making them feel like they're going to be gods, but at the end of the, you know, when we saw everything that came into fruition, the way it was in the Word of God, we see that they became slaves to the land. And, you know, they had to do labor. They had to work really hard. They had to, and then over time, as you said, woman of God, it became where people became greedy. You think about how the two brothers, Cain and Abel, you know, all of that stuff, everything that happened started at the beginning, at the very beginning of the Word of God, of Genesis. And we're still dealing with this today. So to be free is, you know, I heard that song, I'm no longer a slave to sin, but I am a child of God. I heard that song this morning. So it's very powerful that this question came about on today, because it's a reminder to me, and to remind all of us, that even though slavery took place, we don't have to have that mentality. Some of us hold our own selves captive and on bondage because of our mindset. Mm-hmm. But if we let our minds free and allow God to take, like you said, lean not unto our own understanding, we can be free, because who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so when we look towards God, the author and the finisher of our faith, we know that we will not be bound. We will not be slaves, you know. And even though that question came about, and it's a good question, and it can be controversial, you know, to many of us, to those that, you know, may have differences, you know, in what they feel and what they think and what they studied. But when you go back to the scriptures, you will see where it all began. And yes, Satan
you beguiled the woman, Eve, into tricking her husband into what God told Adam not to do, because his eyes came open. It wasn't her eyes that came open. It was his eyes that came open. And when his eyes came open, that opened up so many realms that we're dealing with the consequences today. So that's pretty much all that I have to say is about why did God allow slavery.
All right. And we know, again, now I found my scripture that I want. See, this is where people just jump over scriptures. They just pull stuff out because somebody then started a fad. And I am not one to, I'm not indicting no one. I'm going to put that in a proclamation out. I'm not one to so easily jump up and start doing what other people do, because I have to observe. I have to see, because everything people say new ain't new. Because the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. And so when you go back, and we know that the Israelites said, well, you know, we the original Jews. We know we the original Jews. But I'm going to read something, and I'm going to open up some understanding to some people. You can receive it or you can reject it. That's left up to you. I'm just putting it out there from the studies, my studies of the Word of God. Not saying that I'm all right, but I want us to understand. You know that, and this is all still tying to slavery question. And this is opening it up so that we can understand. When we read Revelation, especially in chapter 2, it begins to start talking about the churches, the seven churches. And I'm going to read this because this is one of the churches that the angel began to speak to the churches. And I broke down each one of these churches in my studies of Revelation. So, and I have done Revelation in extensive. It took over a year and a half. 9 chapters, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. And we broke it down. So it's all out there on YouTube, on my Facebook page. So I'm not going to go in there. But I want to go to Revelation chapter 2, verse number 8, and it says, and unto the angel of the church in Samaria write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. You understand this? Samaria was a church that went through some, it says, you know the works. In other words, they were part of what you would call slavery. It doesn't say that, but you have to look at tribulation, the works, tribulation, and poverty. It says, but thou art rich. Okay, how are they rich? The scripture goes on to declare that we always think rich is money. But rich can sometimes be in poverty. I'm sorry, not poverty, power. Rich can be also in educational. Rich can be also with intellect. It does not always mean to be dollars and cents, as we always think, and having the finest of all fines and 12 cars in the driveway, and you got to get a gang of motorcycles and Rolex watches and all that carrying on stuff. And I know the blasphemy. Blasphemy meaning sin of them that say they are Jews, but are not, Yeah, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. And so this church of Samaria, I know this might be the first time you ever heard of this, they were much in bondage. But the angel warned them about calling themselves Jews, all right? Because they say, which you are not, because this, the synagogue of Satan, is the things of the works of the enemy, that which is practiced that is not of God. So they were in bondage that way, all right? Then when you go over to Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 9, notice I'm not getting excited. I'm speaking very slowly because I want us to get an understanding. We go to chapter 3 and we go to verse number 7. Now, this was chapter 2, verse 9. That was the persecuted church, Samaria. Now we're talking to the obedient church and to the angel of the church of Philadelphia, right? These things saith he that is holy. He that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Now, this was an obedient church, but listen to this. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know, and that I have loved thee. So in other words, those that make themselves Jews and that are not, the Philadelphia church was the church of one that God loved. Because of why? Their obedience, because of their faithfulness. Because they stay in holiness. So if we want to be anything, let's be like God, holy. Be holy, for he is holy. And trust me, when you are holy, obedient, faithful, you will go above and beyond all of that. Well, I'm trying to be an inheritor of the Jews. I want to be like God. I ain't trying to be like everybody else. Whatever descent that we think that we came from, if we want to descend from something, let's descend from God. I know this might not be the lesson that came out, this is how it's supposed to come out this morning, but this is what God loves, the truth. And we need to stop what I call foolishness, the things that does not help us to get to heaven. First of all, it's a reason why God had us in different shapes. Because he is not. We are all made in his image. I'm going to just put it that way. I can't get caught up because of somebody. He told us to fret not ourselves because of evildoers. So whoever is in bonding people, remember, that is because of pride, greed, lust, all of that will make you do things that is so far away from God. And sure, they use scriptures to do what they wanted to do because why? Again, it's because of their lust. They wanted to feel empowered. But if they really sought God, they would have seen that that was not godly because God is not going to do anything that was not his purpose. His purpose was to come. You think about the garden. There was nothing in there that would cause them somebody to be in slavery. But because of man's greed and pride, regardless of the skin color. Because remember, we always appoint to one particular because they feel that they have the power. But it happened in every race. It's just some people don't know about it because they don't extend these up. We just know it's more common to the black race because it happened more that we can see with our eyes. And I'm just going to leave it at that. So I'm against anything. Carlina is against anything that takes us away from God's original plan. And it does not pertain to salvation. That's Carlina. Not Dr. Wilf, not Evangelist Wilf, but this is just Carlina. Because I want to make it in, and I want those to have a clear understanding. We can take everything back to the Word of God and set our mindset free that we can worship him in spirit, truth, and not be entangled with all of man's concepts. And that's what I have. So I hope that the information that was released this morning can help us stay on the right path. I hope the young person that asked the question got their answer and it was made clear. Overseer, you have anything else to add?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Administrator, is there any comments or any more questions for us? And by the way, if for those of you that's on the blog side, you can put your comments in the chat. Those that's on, anyone that does not want to be audible, you can text 334-440-6152. Or you want to put your question out there in advance for Administrator to send to Overseer and myself. You can email LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. Again, you can text 334-440-6152. And please do it between the hours of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or you can email anytime to LaronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. All right. Administrator, is there any comments? Any more questions?
There's comments stating for the breakdown of that question that you appreciate is very educational as well. No more questions at this time, Dr. Wilf.
All right. So now we're going to get back to our topic for today. You know, we have been doing since the beginning of the year a journey through the letters of the alphabet. And we have landed on the letter O. And I want to give a little background before Overseer comes with her first word. And the letter O is the 15th letter of our alphabet. It is the fourth vowel that is used, you know, A-E-I-O-U is the fourth vowel that is used in the word. Biblically, O is the 16th letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And it is spelled A-Y-I-N, which means I. Like, you know, your eyeball, E-Y-E. Okay, I'm trying not to be silly. Also, the letter O is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. And it is the sign of vocative, which is like, oh, you know, shocking. It is used as an expression of addressing, or it can be used as an explanation or exclamation, I'm sorry. Like, you know, the exclamation part, oh, that when we see that every time you say, oh, really, in the scriptures, it is bringing an expression. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, it's an expressive. It also can give understanding and recognition. So, therefore, it's opening up. So, every time that you say, oh, you're opening up and you're giving, you're acknowledging, or you know, it is like an eye. It's open. It just brings something clear to you. So that I wanted to give a little bit of the expression of the letter O. Hallelujah. Because, oh, how I love him. Hey. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And it is just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. Therefore, okay. So, Overseer, I gave a little bit of groundbreaking on the letter O. And I'm going to, the Lord, you ready to do with us this morning?
Oh, I just had to say that. So, you know, as I was looking over the words the past couple of weeks about letter O, all I could hear is Kirk Franklin, get out my head. You know, but you notice that a lot of songs, when you don't know what to say, they're like, oh, you know, they'll sing the O. And no, I don't think no one really knows what it really means. You know, I guess, like you said, it's an expression. So let me go to our words. I can start off with my words. And, woman of God, did you want me to go through each one first?
Yes, but you think about it. Even just given the little background, that's a powerful little letter.
It is, and it's only two letters.
It's only one little letter, but the word O, just one O, just the letter O, it's used as a consonant, and it's also used as a vowel.
Yes.
It's the only one out of all of our 26 characters. Well, the letter Y, but I'm just saying.
Yes.
But it's not as powerful as the letter O.
that is absolutely true, too, is it. You don't see too many people's names with the letter O, you know, at the beginning of their name. You know, there's the Octavia, there may be October. Oh, we're in October.
Yes, we are in October, and we're starting off with the letter O. Hey! It's the one, it's the wonderful.
It's so magnificent. I love it. Okay. So let's go through our, and that's another O, letters for our words for today. Omnipotent, only one. Tenant, that's not the words. Omni, outstanding, open, obedient, overcomer, organized, and omega.
Yeah. And we know omega. Like I say, it's the last letter of the Greek alphabet.
Yes.
And that is omega. So, all right. I have obedient. And I want to say observed. You know, he observed everything. And I don't have that many of words, but I'm sure that as we begin to go on, something's going to leap in my spirit. And, oh, this one word, I don't know. It's like, Lord, okay, the word came up to me this morning. It's offer, O-F-F-E-R. Mm-hmm. So we're going to know this. Mm-hmm. So you can start off.
So let's go to our first word, and it's not going to be an all in order. As you know, we don't always do that. And we'll say omnipresent. And when I looked up this definition, y'all going to laugh at me because I was looking at this YouTube video, and I said, wait a minute. The guy was talking about once, but when you look down in the subject or where everybody was putting their comments in, everybody was talking about God, talking about our God. And he was explaining how omnipresent and omnipotent and, you know, the other omni. And what you know, what omni means all. So that's in this, I believe that's Latin or either Greek, one of the two, where it stems from. And but what I found was interesting about the whole video is that he was explaining in the terms of superheroes. And for young people, we know that when we were young, you know, when I was young, you know, I loved to watch superhero movies or cartoons on Saturday mornings. You know, there was the He-Man, then there was the Transformers and all these other ones. But we're not going to talk about them. We're going to talk about, and then there was Superman, then there was, you know, all these comics, you know, that has all these superpowers and stuff, but not everybody had all those powers. But who does have all power is our God. And
come on now.
I'm not present. So he is present in every place and time. And so in Psalms 139:2, it says, thou knowest my sitting down, my down sitting, and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. And, you know, that actually can go for any of the other omnipresent, omnipotent. And these is very powerful when you look at this because it gives you the definition of who God really is. You know, he's everywhere, anytime, any place. He's before you, he's behind you, he's beside you, he's around you, just like an air. You know, you can't see it, but you can feel it. And here's a little project that you can try at home at your own time to understand the trueness of how God is everywhere. You take a cup and you take a piece of paper and you get a bowl of water. You take the paper, you ball it up, put it inside the cup, and make sure that it is in there really good, stuffed all the way down at the bottom. What you do after that is you stick it down in the water. When you lift it back up, you're going to notice something magnificent is going to take place. That paper is not going to get wet. Why? Because there was something inside of that cup that was causing water, water not to get attached to the paper. What was it? It was air. So just think about how God is everywhere when it comes to his presence. And you can go on, woman of God.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. So I'm so deep in listening to what you were saying about the paper and the water. I would have never.
But you can try it. And I know somebody going to probably run home. It's going to work. Let me try this thing and see if it actually works. And I shouldn't have said what was going to be the result of it. But, because, when you look at an empty cup, it's empty. But there's something in there. It's air. It's wind. It's air. It's something in there. And until you put something in it, just like an empty bottle, the question always, my pastor would say is when you look at a bottle and if it's half full or half empty, and some people will say whichever one their answer is, but there's something there in between it that's causing, for it to be still. So I have one more scripture, and it's Psalms 139:1, and it says, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. So that means God is everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. So I'm going to go back on you. Oh, my God.
That's good. And I don't want to say, like you said, he's everywhere. So, in other words, if you it's everywhere, you observing. You have to observe. That's my word, observe. You have to observe that he's everywhere. You have that it takes God to understand that. And so, when Jesus was teaching his disciples, especially over in Matthew, chapter 28. And the last thing that he was telling them, pretty much he was telling them, I'm going to be with you, even though he told them, I'm going to send you a comforter. And he told them to go to the upper room and wait. He says unto them, teaching them to observe, observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always. That's that omnipotent, even unto the end of the world. And put a cap on it, amen. Amen means so be it. So when you look at this, when you say he's omnipresent, you have to be observant. You have to observe these things. And how do you observe these things? You have to observe it with your natural eye, and you have to observe it with your spiritual eye. And so, when, like you said, I'm sitting up here observing in my imagination while you talk about taking, when you said take the glass, take the water. I'm actually doing this in my mind. And I was like, wow, how did the water not get in the cup? You have to observe the move of God. How does he do things? Because he's everywhere. You can't hide. Like you say, if you make your bed in hell, he's going to be there. If you go to the uttermost parts of the world, he's going to be there. Because why? peace, omnipresence. Okay.
And
your next word?
I was going to I think it is so powerful to know that he is everywhere. And when you said the word observe, you think about when you said with the natural eyes. When you observe, you know that there is some things that was made by man and there was things that was made by God Almighty. And when you look at the mountains, when you look at the birds, you look at the beautiful creatures, even down to the insects, you know that man didn't make some of this, did not make any of that stuff.
That's right.
So when you think about when I see when people go nature walking and snorkeling and go all to these different parts of the country to see like the tropical things and they are wowed by the beauty of what God created. And it is not something that man could have made. Now they try to repeat or try to duplicate what God has created, you know, to restore back humanity, well, whatever they try to do, whatever their purpose is, you know. But there's nothing compared, even when a person that sits and with a canvas and tries to duplicate what they see with their own natural eyes, it's nothing compared to the creation that God has made. You know, even in the beginning of the Bible, where it talks about how God created the heavens and the earth. You know, even when I was watching this movie the other day, and this gentleman wanted to be an astronaut to go into space. And it's something that triggered in him that he had to go to space. And so when you think about, you know, the technology that we have now, and even back then, yes, that was created by man, but God gave them the wittiness to be able to go above and beyond because they observed, they used their mindset, the creativity that God has given them. You know, that doesn't come from man, that comes from God. That God created all of this, created us, number one. But number two, he gave us the wittiness. He gave us the mathematics. He gave us, you know, the diagrams and all that other math stuff that I can't, you know, fathom, you know. But just think about all the stuff that we had to, all the things that they had to go through, trial and error, because they observed, you know, what was wrong, what was right. But they realized that it was a higher, they would say higher being, but we know that it's God Almighty, you know, that created everything, even outside of the earth. So I just had to say that. Oh, my God, I just had to say that. So let's go to the next word. Where's that? Okay, here we go. Omniscient. That means he is knowing everything. He is all wise, all knowing, and all seeing. And I have a scripture as soon as I can find it. You know, when you think about all wise, I remember the scripture you used earlier, woman of God, in Proverbs 3, talking about, oh, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy acknowledge him. But it's also, when you think about wise, God being all wise, don't you know he knew what he was doing when he created everything?
Oh, yes.
I mean, just even thinking of bodies and how our body functions and knowing that our bodies repairs itself. It fights off diseases. It fights off, it grows, you know. He's amazing. And he knew us
even before the beginning of the earth, before we was in our mother's womb. And then he's all seeing. He sees every single thing that you do before you even do it. You know, and I know there's plenty of scriptures out there. And, woman of God, if you can help me with some of the scriptures based off of what I just mentioned, all wise, all knowing, and all seeing. And we know that he is all of that and so much more. And for people to think that God isn't real, something's wrong with their mind, because there's no way that we can just conjure up something or we just appeared out of nowhere without the knowledge of God. And let me get my scripture. Give me 1 second.
I want to say, when you think about it, when you said that he is all-knowing and he knows what you were saying earlier, the thing that came to my mind, and this is another word, is order. Because everything that he does, it was in an order. He set a pattern. And then that pattern is everything that how he did it. And so in 1 Corinthians 14:40, it said, let all things be done decently and in order. And when you notice that, as you were saying, how that God had downloaded all of this information and everything, when we don't, when we lack all of those things, we are out of control. We said, we often quote the scripture that says, God is not the author of confusion.
That's correct.
But when you read the rest of that scripture, it says, where confusion is, there's every evil work. So why did I bring that to place? Because it's order. It was not done decent, and it was not done in an orderly fashion in which way that God would have it to go. So when you think about this, some things he have ordained, just like I was going back to the scripture when he was talking to Abraham. He ordained that to be because he knew that people were going to get what? Out of order. Lord have mercy. if things that people, after they do these things, that's out of order, God just, oh my gosh. It's just, I don't even know how to explain it. But I just know this one thing. We have to stay in the order of God. Hallelujah. In order for things to just operate in the way that it is supposed to be. Hold on just a minute.
Can I add in something real quick? Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Going to say, as you were saying that, and give an example of a baby, you know, you're not going to allow, at a certain time, you know, you're nurturing your baby and everything. But at a certain time frame, you know, the baby's learning how to notice their hands, notice their feet, you know, learning how to crawl, then to walk, and then eventually run. Or might be vice versa, might run, then walk, you know. But you know that there's a certain time that you cannot leave your baby alone at all, at any time, you know, because you know if they get too quiet, something's about to happen. And so that's the same way with, even with the Tower of Babel, you know, that's why God had to do what he did, because he knew that as they were working together, he had to do something to separate or to, because things were going to get out of order. And even though it was chaos going on, it was meant to happen because he did not want he did not want what he already knew was going to take place. And so that's,
and I want to say,
go ahead.
Yes, and I want to interject also. a lot of times, David, when you go back and you really, really study that scripture, those people, when they were building the Tower of Babel, in that time, when you really study it, I mean really dig and study it, because I was amazed, even that, they were in the Mesopotamian area. They were doing a lot of idol worship.
Mm.
I want you to hear me clearly. They were doing a lot of idol worship, and they said, let us build a tower to our God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What God was they talking about?
It wasn't our God.
They were talking about an idol God. But the real God had to stop them because they had a mindset. They were out of order. He had to allow the discord to come because they were caught up in a lot of foolishness.
And delusion.
So therefore he, and then when you go back and you look at it, they had the sun god and all of that other stuff. They were building a lot of idols. And God said, I don't want you to have a lot of idol god before me. So they were getting caught up in that those people that was there, different ones, was intermingling and getting into areas that they should not have gotten, and they just begin to think about this idol worship. And so God says, okay, I'm going to fix y'all. I'm going to fix y'all because y'all think y'all know more than me. You're doing
mm-hmm.
stuff. I told you not to, you know, I'm giving you Carmina's breakdown. You're doing stuff that you ain't got no business. You worshiping these false gods. And you're doing things that I don't approve of. So, yeah, y'all, everybody understands this. So I'm going to separate you. I'm going to bring, as they said, the babbling. And they begin to go into the different sects. However, God may have a way of bringing things back in order. And how does God bring things back in order? On the day of Pentecost, they were in one place with one accord, those that was in the upper room. But when you look at it, there was devout men from all different nations, and they start naming the nation. Time, God had allowed order to come back in. How did he allow order to come back in? Because he would say the same God that let them know, now that the gospel was already being released, truth has already been released. But he needed to reconcile the men back unto himself. I want y'all to hear me good. And so even though Jesus was ministering and he was telling them everything that they needed, but he said he told them to wait, he still needed to bring them back unto himself. And the only way that he could do that is he had to bring the language. He had to use the language barrier through the Holy Ghost to get in control with the tongue. And he allowed men and women that was there to speak in a language that was already here on the earth. And he's like, how do these people speak in languages that they weren't born this way? Because why? He had to bring in order, decent. He did it in a timely manner in order for those to be able to come and be able to learn. This is what I'm in control here. I need you to understand. Glory be to God. So I know I'm kind of like giving little history classes this morning of the letter. That's what it seems like. I'm a history teacher this morning. Amen. But this is how God does things decent and in order. And we, because why? He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. Come on, woman of God.
Ooh. On the 2 Timothy 3:16, and this is in the version, this is, I can't read it, but I'll say it. It says, all scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. We can go on to the next word. One second. Get back to my words. Open. I said open door, but he is an open door. But
uh-huh.
We're going to go to, you said the word organize, but you said order. Did you say order?
Order, I did. I said order.
So I would say he's organized because he is organized because you said the scripture. He does everything in decency and order. And then my next word would be overcomer.
Mm.
And we are an overcomer by the word of our testimony. And that is in Revelation. Let me grab that because I don't have it down. But he overcame hell, death, hell, and the grave. I'm sorry. He overcame everything. And he died on the cross, and he rose on the third day. So we know that he is an overcomer. And let me go to my scripture here. And remember, God, you can come in at any time if you hear any dead space. That's a song that comes to my mind. He has overcame the world. He's overcame everything. He's overcame evil. He's overcame even when the devil came to tempt him, when he was, as he came off his fast, he was able to overcome everything. And so that gives us the opportunity to be able to see that if Jesus can overcome it, so can we. There was nothing under the sun that he probably was not tempted by. I mean, even the sky's the limit. When you think about it, the things that we deal with is nothing compared to, it's like God showed us that we can be overcomers over those situations. Whatever we're dealing with in our lives, if we're dealing with depression, if we're dealing with loneliness, his word says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. But we also got to understand, too, that we have to have the power because with our own, he had power. And some of us try to do things in our own power, but we cannot do things in our own power. We have to be able to use the power of the Holy Ghost to give us, or the Holy Spirit, to help us to overcome drug addictions, to overcome all the obstacles in our lives. And here is the scripture right here. It says, Romans 12:21, it says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And then the scripture in John 16:33, it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And see, that's where he shows that he has overcome the world. And then the scripture that I was looking for earlier, not in Revelation, he that overcomes. Nope, not that one. From the government, that's about our testimony.
Overcome by the word
of our testimony, yes.
Okay, hold on. I have to find it too.
And it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not themselves unto the death. So we are overcomers, and that shows that our Lord, we because he overcame, we are overcomers as well. And that's all I have to say about that. Well, you can add on, woman of God, if you like.
And I want to add that we overcome it, and then how will we overcome it? Is it because of he being obedient? So I'm going to give you two scriptures, which would be 1 John 5:4. And whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And that is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. And why do we overcome? Because this could not be had he not been obedient. And he was obedient to the mission that was assigned. And it says here in, I have my scripture here. Hold on just a second. I have to, okay, yes. And even he was obedient, my train of thought, according to Philippians chapter 2, verses 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So we could not overcome or be overcomers had he not been obedient unto death. And we have to understand this. This is all from the letter O, okay? So therefore, we become great. We become mighty in God so that we can be able to do the things that there. So I believe we have a couple more before we break for a commercial, because we've been teaching for a while, and that we won't lose our audience. Amen.
Amen. So the last word I wanted to mention was omnipotent. That means all powerful. And I have a scripture for you, and it's in Psalm 62:7. In the living version, it says, "In God is my salvation, and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God." So we know that what David was talking about was that powerful. That means God is my salvation. He's my glory. He's my everything. He's my everything. My rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. So he can recognize, and you can look at the book of Psalms and you can see how he reverenced God as all powerful, all majestic, so beautiful, so, you know, so strong, so my stronghold, you know. And we can, when we pray, we can use the same word right here and say he is all powerful. He is incredible. He's everything, you know. And so there's so many words, there's so many things that we can say about him being so powerful.
You're
fine. Go ahead.
In Revelation 19:6, this is going to be my cap on you said omnipotent.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a mighty thundering, saying, "Hallelujah! For the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth." He reigns. Awesome. So, woman of God, we have given them a lot today. History lesson.
Yes.
stack mail, encourage things to compare, and we want it to soak in. So we're going to turn it over to administrator, Dr. Bryant, and give us a commercial and any announcements, Dr. Bryant, and then we'll come back and open up the floor for questions and comments.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews' Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Soon.
God bless you, Dr. Wilkes. God bless you, Zanis Piggott. Just to recap on some announcements, October the 8th, you can join Dr. Matthews in San Antonio, Texas, at Restoration Destiny Center. October the 19th to the 21st, Back to the Cross Ministries. It's the 12th Women of the Cross Annual Conference. The registration fee is $65. And our very own evangelist, Thelma Sidney, is the host of this conference. And Dr. Matthews will speak on October the 20th at 7 o'clock p.m. Again, the registration fee is $65. If you can't attend, please, if you will, show support to this great conference, the 12th Women of the Cross Annual Conference with Evangelist Thelma Sidney. She's the host. October the 27th through the 29th is the Family Values Conference 2023 via the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We're also celebrating Dr. Matthews' birthday as well. The hotel is the Even Hotel and Convention Center there in Tinley Park, Illinois. You can call 708-444-1100. Again, that number is 708-4-1100. Please reference Family Values Conference block. Family Values Conference block, the cutoff date. So reserve your rooms. It's October the 13th. And please, if you will, reserve your rooms. If you feel like you're coming, you have time to 24 hours before the event to cancel. The rooms are $139 plus tax. You heard the commercial about the new book, The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secrets of Her, is being released the end of the month. God bless you, Dr. Wilkes, Evangelist Piggott.
All right. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to open up the floor for questions and comments at this time. We have given you a conglomerate of information this morning. Amen, which just means a lot. And administrator, is there any chat questions or any, if you're on the blog side and you want to be vocal, you can press 1 on the dial of your phone. So is there anyone on the blog side? That's our international side.
This morning it's in the chat room. There's several statements how big people have enjoyed the teachings this morning, especially the history part about and the biblical part about the slavery. We appreciate that, and they want to say thank you.
You were cutting out, so we didn't hear what you said. Especially, and then you cut out.
Especially, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Especially the part about the educational part and the scriptural part about slavery. They wanted to say thank you, and they appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It takes an extensive study. When I was going through, again, as I was going through the journey of the Bible, I learned a lot talking about the purpose of the book versus the testimonies of the book. And when I started learning about the purpose of why each behind each book, that's when other things began to come to the surface. And so I'm quite sure if I go more in depth detail as I did with the, because it probably takes for years to go through Psalms like that. But Revelation, like I said, going verse by verse and chapter by chapter, it opened up a lot of things, especially the first. I was just blown away even with the first chapter of that. It's basically Jesus concluding everything with he was speaking about all the scriptures. I was like, it just tied in. So you have to really be in tune with the Spirit of God as you're studying so that he can open up more information to you. Because everything that he did in those little years that he his ministry the libraries cannot contain that. We only got a little snippet, and I just could say it that way. So whatever we do have, we have to allow the Spirit of the living God to really open it up to us. So, all right. So if there are no more questions or comments on the blog side, remember you could always press 1 on the dial of your phone if you want to be audible, and administrator will let us know that you're there. Now we're going to open up the line for the conference line. And if you star six your line and come right on in. Anyone that would like to make a question or comment from the blog, I mean, sorry, the conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Wilkes. Good morning, Elect Pickett. This is Sister Donna. And the word that the Most High God gave me was, obstetrician. And an obstetrician provides care during pregnancy and delivers babies. And he said many of us are pregnant with those spiritual babies, and he is that obstetrician that delivers those spiritual gifts, those spiritual babies, and he puts us in the midst of those like yourselves that also provides the care. You're like spiritual obstetricians. That's what he put in my spirit. Thank you so very much for being that spiritual obstetrician. God bless you all. Love you all.
You know what I'm going to say behind that one? Wow. Okay, Sister Donna, you blew me away with that one.
That was powerful. I love it. Phenomenal morning to you all, Evangelist Wilkes, mm-hmm. and Overseer Pickett and Administrator Brian and all on the line. I'm a backdoor Sister Donna, because the Lord spoke to me while y'all were teaching. He said outreach, and y'all are definitely doing exactly what the Word of God says. That you are to go into the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And y'all are teaching and ministering, teaching and preaching to us by using the alphabet, and how there's a bait for every one of us that can draw us in. And it may not be what man may call it to be, but y'all are definitely using the tools God has given y'all for us to go deeper into the things of God. This ABCs for young people, and it's called the Quartet of the ABCs, and it's really using the the sound of the quartet to teach, especially to a generation that's grabbed by music. But I appreciate God giving y'all this way to have us go deeper into the words of God. So God bless you all.
Bless you too, woman of God. So glad to hear your voice on this morning. I'm in awe. That's not even one of our words, but in awe. Oh, of God. Amazing. Anyone else?
I'm gonna use this one. Over here. OMG.
Love it.
And listen to this. We're calling you Overseer Pickett.
Oh my. That is absolutely true.
You know, God is the overseer of all, but he allowed us to oversee his business.
Yes. Absolutely.
Overseas.
And you know, right. And not only that, and actually my doctorate degree is in ministry. So obstetrician being in that state is all tied in. The overseer and the doctor. Okay, I'm going on mute because my imagination is going too crazy right now.
But God bless you, women. Such a powerful teaching when y'all come with this alphabet because it really, really opens the mind up.
It does. And that's another word right there, opens. It does. It really do. I mean, as I was studying, I was like, wow, I didn't know this. Or it's like certain things that you remember back from studying, you know, hearing teachings and things like that, and to go back and actually find these words. First, I have to challenge myself and say, okay, without looking it up, find the words, you know, to describe God. And so I will do that, and maybe I'll come up with like 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 words or so. Then I'll ask somebody else, you know, just to get their pull on what they think, just to get their minds going, you know. And I never know, you know, there may be a seed planted just for me just asking that question, you know. So, you know how you see on Facebook how there'll be someone that'll ask a question, and it'll gear that student or that person's mind to start thinking, especially when it comes to money, you know, but it gets your mind going. You know, and not so that your mind won't be stagnated, you know, based off of, you know, just the things that you already know, but it challenged your mind. So I thank God for the teaching. I do. And the studying it, because it does challenge you, and I thank God for it.
Yes,
anyone else?
Definitely. It is a challenge, because I was like, Lord, what you going to do today?
And he always comes through, always.
That's how he is, on time, God. On time.
Ooh, there's another on time. Hey. Oh, hey. Even on time, God. Yes, he is.
On time. Yes, he is. All right. Anyone else?
God bless
anyone
you. Good morning, Dr. Rope.
Good morning. You see, we were about to start doing a chorus here.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Overseer Pickett. Bless you all on this morning. Powerful. Certainly give honor to God. Dr. Matthews, Minister Bryant. Good. I was listening in this morning, powerful teaching. So we thank God for you addressing, amen, the people of God, and especially to our young people, the youth, powerful, especially when you start dealing with some words concerning God, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, because that's who he is. And when y'all was dealing with that, I was thinking about the oneness of God, because that's all God. And even when you think about the letter O or the letter zero, you know, everything becomes full circle. I always talk about that circle because it's to me, that's covenant. And as y'all was thinking, I said, if we could ever understand God, how to come into the oneness of you, because when you come into the oneness of God, that's the O, the oneness of God, we connected to the universe, we connected to God, then we'll understand, you know, even our relationship with God, the oneness of him. We won't be into this place of competing, comparing, because you look at the body, how God designed it physically, and then look at the body of Christ. He set every part in place where needed, but so many people feel that they don't need anybody. I can't tell my my head. I can't tell my head I don't need the eyes. I can't tell my feet I don't need, you know, the legs. So he set it all in place, and that's one thing I love about God. And then as y'all was talking, I was thinking about oxygen. I thought Overseer Piggott said the word, brought it out when she read the scripture. It may slip out, or she may say another word, but oxygen. Now, Dr. Wood, when you think about oxygen is really the breath of God, because that's how we're living as people, because we're breathing. Now, did a research and study on trees years ago. Trees, they take dioxide out of the air, and they produce oxygen, release it in the air. That's how we're able to breathe, you know, stay alive. All the gases and everything that takes out. So I look at it spiritually, because that's why the Bible talks about we are trees of righteousness. So when we take in all of the stuff that God allows us to take in, and then we release it out, whether it's the light in the darkness or whether, you know, it's a sound that we release from him, all that's from God. That's why it's important we come into oneness of God, so we won't be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and everything that goes on around us or in our lives. When you're in the oneness with God, God will take care of us. He will see us through, because his wording will return back to him void. So I just bless the Lord on what I heard this morning. And we stay in the oneness of God and breathe his oxygen. That's the breath of God, the ruach of God. When we breathe that, we can live for real. A lot of people living for they're living for a paycheck. They're living for the American dream. They're living to be this. They're living to do that. But who's really living for God to breathe, to live, and not die, but declare the works of the Lord? Bless y'all on today.
And Apostle, I'm glad that you said that about the oneness of God, because in that I was reading about the letter O being the 16th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, it mentioned that it says one, the I is one. And I'm glad you said that. And it does talk about the one. And if you only have one eye, it's a focus. It's just a driving point to open up. And I didn't want to sound like I'm being, the portal. I hate that word for some reason or another. But it's an opening for us to see. His eye is both of his eyes are everywhere, but he's noticing, it's observing. And so, yes, as you stated, Apostle, about the oneness of God, many people do not understand the power of one. They don't understand that. Said one, Sesame Street or whoever it was, said one is the loneliest number that you ever knew. But one is not the loneliest number. Because, hallelujah, when you get in unity with God, that one, it only takes one to change things. So one ain't lonely. Only one. It took one man to bring in sin. It took one man to get rid of sin. And that's what I've been teaching on the two Adams. So you just think about it. The power of one. It took one person. It just only takes one person with their ideas. Look at Satan. To one. Mm-hmm. One angel. Yeah. And he deceived one-third of heavenly hosts. One is not a lonely number. One is a powerful number. So you say, oh, I'm all by myself. You ain't all by yourself when you ain't God. Because
right.
He said, all power. He said, all power is in my hand. And so I thank you. So, yes, Apostle, we move, we breathe, and we have our being. And when we release what God, when we release what God wants us to release, that's some fresh oxygen that people that is in of a cloud or whatever they is, they begin to get a sigh of relief. They can exhale breathe because why? We have released the oxygen of God through the word, through being that light, to being the salt. Woo! You done open up something right there, Apostle.
Because I just read that last night. We are the salt and we are the light.
That's why we have to be taught. We have to be taught that because y'all talk to young people, you don't talk to the body of Christ teaching. We have to be taught that, and I'm learning that on this journey. I thank God for what God has brought me from, and many of you can say the same. We're learning that, and that's why it's so important in our relationship that we deal with the Father. We deal with him in Jesus' name. We know they're all the one, even though religion will try to separate the three and get caught up in the Trinitarian or whatever they want to call it. All you have to know that is God is what y'all said he was. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He knows all things. So when we understand that, coming to a place of understanding that on the level of faith that we're on, when we grab hold to that, man, it almost like God will blow you away. You know, and I used to, back in the day in my maturing, growing, and learning about God, coming from, you know, the world, being in a place of sinning. I was a chief of sinner, like Apostle Paul said, I was a chief of sinner. And coming to that place of learning spirituality in my walk with the Lord, man, I tell people, if you want to know that God is real, his word is true, all you got to do is look at God's creation. Look at yourself. Mm-hmm. Look at everything he created from Genesis to Revelation, or even if you claim they added to the book and took away from the book. Just look at life itself. Everything that he spoke about, that he allowed men to write, to speak about, you see it manifesting. I said, that's how you know that God is true, the true and living God, and that's how you know that God's word is true. Whether man tamper with it or what, you know it's true. I had to look at it and view it from that place to understand, man, this got to be it, man, because everything else that I study, religion, doctrine, or whatever, I said, man, it don't line up with what's going on in society or in our world or dealing with even with the other heavenly bodies. Man, only God can do that, separate all of that. That's how powerful he is, even though he's a spirit. And I think that's where the misconception come in, that people don't understand, you know, about spirituality, because that's the realm that demons operate and work in as well. And it just has to be taught so we can learn that, so we won't begin to be moved by the other spirits. I think y'all went through that scripture too. We won't be moved by the other spirits that's manipulating, controlling people. Nor move out of our ideology. Because, you know, we can grab our own ideology and run with it and think that we're right. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death or destruction. It's either separation from God or you are spiritually die. And that's why we're looking at a world that people in it, they're spiritually dead. They don't know God. They don't recognize the things of God. They're more attracted to the thing that's coming to really destroy them at the end. It looked like it's good. I think I heard Overton Pickett brought it out. Delusions, all of that. You know, it looked like it is a mirage in so many words, and people think that this is it. Like I always tell them in our ministry, and Overton Pickett tell you, the grass might be green on the other side and it looks real good, but guess what? It's going to turn brown after a while because seasons do change.
Well, it's artificial turf.
So bless y'all.
Absolutely.
They'll find out that it's artificial turf. It ain't the real thing. All right. Anyone else got a question or comment? Good. That's good. That's really good.
Yes, because it's all about kingdom. You look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is in order when it comes to God. And it's just, can I read the scripture real quick before someone else comes in?
Yes, go ahead.
Psalms 139, God bless you. Psalms 139, 1 through 6, and this is in the Message Bible, and it says, God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I am an open book to you. Even from the distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave. You know when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me, and you are there. Then I look up ahead, and you're there too. Your reassuring presence, coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. Isn't that powerful? I just have to read that. And all of that is just describing just how outstanding, how organized, how amazing, and it's not one of our words, but how he is Omega. You know, he's everywhere. Okay, so I'm just going to go back on mute. Woman of God, you can come on in.
That organized is going back to order. He does everything in order. And it just no matter how that we can try to explain it, it's just that. He's just awesome. That's why he said he's the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the ending of everything. When we look at it, everything in between, at the end of the day, it's still God.
That's right.
Heaven and earth will pass away. But at the end of the day, not only his word, what is his word? It's him.
He's
still
going
to be standing. Yes. He is the word. At the end of the day, he is still going to stand. And that is just, it's an absolute. It's an absolute we have to understand. So I thank God for the letter O. Hallelujah. O. And then you just know that all of the words that have been released, and there are so many others that we could have stated this morning, but those are the ones that you can bring into. So just add it to your little archives, and then you could just remember that you got a little history lesson out of the letter O. It is constant, and it is a vowel. And that, hallelujah, it is an I, and it is also, Lisa, an expression. So, Overseer Lett, I'm turning it over to you for final remarks and closing comments.
I've just been blessed today, people of God. And we know if you don't remember anything else, just remember, how excellent, how marvelous our God is. And He's all that you need. That's an A, but he's all that you need. And it's just God, people, young people. Do your research, as Woman of God stated. We're almost to the very end, but there's so much in your arsenal right now that you can apply to your daily life. And I believe if you memorize some of the scriptures, that's going to help you. To when struggles come, when situations come about, when you want to encourage a friend, when you want to encourage even your enemy, you know, there's been words that's been given to you and scripture that's been given to you to help you on in your daily life. And we're just going to believe, God, that one day we'll be all be able to get on the line together and just have a great conversation about what God has done through our young people. And I can't wait to hear testimonies. Wouldn't you be excited, Dr. Wilkes, to hear some testimonies from our youth?
I do. I want our youth to just really get the courage to just think about it, that you and I'm going to say this, because this is actually, I was doing something last night with my leaders. October is the month of pastoral and minister's appreciation. And to all of those that are listening out there that are pastors and ministers, leaders that minister, I want to say thank you. Thank you for all the time that you take to study. Thank you for having a love and compassion that you pray for the people. You pray for God to give you a word. Thank you may not be, seems to be adequate enough. And if I could, I would be able to send you a gram. And attached to that gram would be something monetary. But the best that I can do today is say, Lord, rain down your anointing upon those servants that labor for you. And so whatever form of ministering that you do for the Lord, in this month of pastoral and minister's appreciation, I, Carlina Annette Wilkes, giving you my whole government name, appreciate what you do, even though I may not know you or never met you. I just want you to know, because of the love of God that you shed abroad in your heart, to just continue to go forth in intercessory, into prayer, and to whatever you do put in for the kingdom, to see souls being won. We just say thank you. And we pray that God will shine a blessing upon you for your labor of love. All right, overseer.
Amen. And it was powerful, woman of God. I can't come behind that. I'll just say same thing. I don't even know what to say because you said it. So I'm in an agreement with you, woman of God, and thankful for my leaders, thankful for Apostle Matthews and all those that has been teaching and praying, like you said, over the years, and even this year, you know, being steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in God's work. And so with that, we're going to pray. And here we go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you that you helped us through it all, Lord God, with the letter O, Lord God. We pray, Father, that those that hear this on this line today and those that listen to the replay, we pray, Father, that they will, Lord God, be challenged, Lord God, to be able to go back into your word and study your word even the more in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you've helped us to discover on today, Lord God, and even throughout the weeks, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that we will hide your word in our hearts, so Father, that we will not sin against you, Lord God. We pray for our youth right now. In Jesus' name, we pray that you will cover them from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. God, we pray that your angels will encamp about them all in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Father, that you will keep them while they're in school, while they're at home, while they're in
at the mall while they're on their part-time job, while they're there studying, Lord God, in the library, wherever they are, God, we pray for a hedge of protection over their vehicles in the mighty name of Jesus, those that are getting their driver's license and those that are getting their driver's permit, God, we pray that you will cover them on the highways and the byways in Jesus' name. Father, we also pray, Lord God, that they will use your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to fight, Lord God, the fiery trials and to fight off the enemy, Lord God, with your word in the name of Jesus. We pray for new intercessors, Lord God, that are rising up in this hour and this season, Lord God, from our youth, oh God. Give them, Lord God, the strategies on how to pray and when to pray and what to do, Lord God, to pray for their schools, to pray for their families, to pray for their ministries, oh God, to pray and to be able to be leaders, Lord God. The new generation that is coming up in Jesus' name, God, we pray for the upcoming fivefold ministry, Lord God, that is coming forth, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they will be able to, Lord God, minister to their young friends and their neighbors, their uncles, their aunts, to be an example for you, Father. We pray, Father, that you will stir up the gift on the inside of them, Lord God. Help them to walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. God, we also plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, over their hearts. Expand their territory in the name of Jesus. Whatever their desires is, God, if they want to go to college, if they want to go to trading school, whatever they want to do with the military, God, we pray for a hedge of protection, God, and that they will ask you and seek your face, Lord God, for your will to be done in their lives, God. We pray for protection over their families, over their moms, their dads, their grandmas, their grandpas in the name of Jesus. God, we pray even for those, Lord God, that may have made a mistake, Lord God. We pray, God, that you will cover them and let them know, Lord God, that they're not a mistake, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we pray that you will give them self-esteem that comes from your spirit, God, in Jesus' name, to let them know that you are the apple of your eye, God, and that you love them, oh God, in so many ways, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're wiping away every illegal sound that has been penetrated in their ear in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that there's a fresh sound, a fresh wind that is coming over them right now in Jesus' name. The children, Lord God, the ones that are in the hospital, oh God, we pray that you will cover them right now. Those that are in ICU, those that, Lord God, that have diseases that's incurable, God says, man. But, God, we know that you're able to, Lord God, heal all diseases, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, those that are in violence, Lord God, violent relationships, God, mentally, physically, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, they'll make a way of an escape for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And those children, Lord God, and those youth, Lord God, that has been, Lord God, taken away from their homes and taken away, Lord God, from other situations, Lord God, due to sex trafficking, God, we come against that plot that the enemy has planted in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that the enemy, Lord God, will be defeated and under our feet, Lord God, that the, Lord God, the police and the FBIs and the all the agencies, Lord God, will be able to discover where they are, Lord God, so they can come home safely, Lord God. We pray for every nationality. We pray, Lord God, for every language. We pray for every color, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the rich. We pray for the poor. We pray for also, Lord God, those that are, Lord God, in the middle, Lord God. We pray for them all in the name of Jesus, that they will know who you are in this hour, in this season. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. Word, oh God, those, Lord God, that has, Lord God, creativities at their fingertips, Lord God, that are hacking in computers, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus, they will turn it around, Lord God, and use it for good. We thank you, oh God, that you're, Lord God, bringing, Lord God, our youth, Lord God, to a place where there's a revival that's going to take place, oh God, and they will bow on their faces, oh God, and reverence you and you alone, that every God, Lord Jesus, that has been put before them, every idol has got to be burned and has be torn down, has to be dismantled, has to be destroyed in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for what you're going to do in our youth, oh God. Let there be a resounding, Lord God, amen, across this land in Jesus' name, that freedom will reign, Lord God, in the lives of our youth, oh God. We give you glory and honor and praise because they chose you first. We thank you, Father, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. We pray for, Lord God, you will cover Dr. Wilkes and that you will cover all the leaders that are on this line, Lord God. We pray that you will give them everything that they need and they're not lacking in anything in this hour and this season. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right, Administrator, it's back in your hands. And let's not forget on tomorrow morning, our marriage, Apostle Simmons and Prophetess Eugenia Simmons, join us at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Amen. Hallelujah. For another exciting word. Okay, Administrator, it's in your hands.
Territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Anoint my head,
oh, yeah.
Anoint my feet,
celebrating
down here on the battleground
for your glory.